Yeah.
Daytona 500, first time you ever came to the Daytona 500 versus how you feel walking in now. A lot of pressure on you, performance-wise, effort to show this racing. But also, when you first come, were you, like, different? Were you shaken up? Were you like, oh, my God, this is a big place? And now you don't?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the first time I came here, I sat on the pole in the number three car and had a million people around me at that race. And after the first lap, I really don't remember much. It was kind of a blur. But now, obviously, I'm in a much more comfortable place. I've won here at the Daytona 500, trying to become a two-time champion of the race. You know, I was very close a couple years after I won. I think I finished third. So this time around, feel good about it. Just want to get out there and see what we got when we get to the duels. So now it'll be fun for the guys, see how we line up speed-wise, and race real hard in the duels and see what we get Sunday.
What do you think it takes to win the Daytona 500 Duel Stage? It's so different than what it used to be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, positioning is key. I think you got to put yourself in good positions and hope to be in the right spot at the right time. And, you know, a plan, you got to have a plan and kind of stick to it, I think. You know, everybody says everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth, and that happens here too, so. A lot of things got to line up, but I think a you know an approach is key.
What's the lead on CR? Like, how important is it to get off to a good start between the three and the
I think it's huge. I mean, for the three team, we have struggled the last 2 years getting off to a start. You know, we really had to dig ourselves out of holes, and it just put us behind. And we're always playing catch up. We were able to have some good runs, but they don't amount to the points gain that we need when we have them. So. For me, it's huge to start off to a good start, and that's something we're putting a lot of focus on. You know, just, but these first two races, you can be in a hole pretty quick with the way everything lines up. So just trying to get out there and run all the laps and put ourselves in good positions to, you know, hopefully win, because you got to look at every race as an opportunity. Well, I mean, the attention to detail I already see from our group as a whole is more focused than the last couple of years, I think. You know, just working with him, he's very meticulous, and the way he talks about things, I think, is really going to benefit us in the three team. Kind of leaves no stone unturned, which is really good. Where I feel like, you know, the last couple of years have kind of been, some stuff has been thrown on my shoulders, and it's kind of nice. I feel like I got somebody that I can lean on more, and it's really good. Yeah, for sure. You know, I preached to him about culture for a while, and now he likes that word a lot. And I think, you know, we've made some great changes in the off season, bringing in some really good racers from some other organizations, and then also keeping the guys that we have had and propping them up and giving them opportunities. I think that's key for our organization moving forward, is giving guys opportunities within. And, you know, we're all focused on this year and getting off to a fast start. We'll see, you know, I think when you get in the meat and potatoes of the season, we'll see where we stack up. Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely want him to have that opportunity. I mean, selfishly, I'd like to be a two-time champion of the race, but if I could see the 8 car cross the start finish line and 3 car be right there with him, or we race side by side and then they got to tell us who won, that would be obviously ideal. But we both want the opportunity, I think, and I think Kyle will give himself a good opportunity. He's been really strong in speedways since he's come to RCR. So, yeah, we'll get after it and see what we can do and put ourselves in the best position we can as a group. And I will say this about anything. Daytona has a way with numbers. I really do think that. So there's some significance to that, and this place, for some reason, aligning with numbers. Well, when I won in 18, it was 20 years between Dale's victory and mine. And so now it's 20 years. I mean, there's just, if you look back through history, when people win, there's usually something that ties to it that builds momentum going into the weekend, if you believe in numbers. Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing I've noticed is that the attention to detail, the aggressiveness, not to turn over every stone, you know what I mean? Sometimes you look at things, is that really worth the squeeze? I think the group that we have right now is squeezing everything they can. So that's a good confidence builder for me. And, you know, I'm really excited about what we've got going on.
How important is it? You talk about the improvements and all that. How important is having had a season that didn't go the way you want, that you get off to a good start the next season or this year?
Well, we've had two seasons that haven't gotten off to the direction we want. We've had to battle the whole season to have some highlights, and it just, you never can recover from a point standpoint. So we've got to start off the season clean, get some finishes under our belt. And you know, sometimes you got to be happy with a 20th place finish to get to the next week with a clean car, because you get so far behind if you have wrecks. We just want to, no wrecks to start the season would be nice. Have some clean races and go from there. I've kind of taken a different approach. It's like, it's one of the coolest wins of my career. And, yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have made the playoff push. It definitely hurt the pocket a little bit, and the wallet. But past that, I'll never forget it. And, I mean, I did what I had to do for our company to get a win and get to victory lane. And I don't agree with the outcome of it at all, because, I mean, I proved it to them in our whatever they call that. Yeah, the appeal process for what it was. I mean, I feel like if I was in a courtroom, we would have won and moved on to the playoffs, but it's not the case. So, you know, that is what it is. It's over, done with. But I'm still proud of that trophy being in the trophy case, and I get to race in the All-Star race. And it would have been a good promo for them to be able to show a lot, but they don't really show it anymore because people get mad when they show things that they don't like. Right.
Put it in front of you. And some guys, I always say you have to dare to be great, right? When that moment comes, you have to be ready for that moment. Clinch, and the moment goes
away. Right.
Do you feel like that's part of your DNA, is that when you're in the moment, when they say this is it, that you can pull the trigger each time?
Yeah, you know, I want to pride myself on being clutch or having clutch moments, and the times you get those opportunities, being able to deliver for people, because you know there's a lot of effort and time put into it, and I never want to go home saying, man, I wish I would have done this. I did it one time in my career in an East race. I finished second, and I was kind of gentle about it, and I was like, man, looking back 10, 15 years from now, no one cares if I was gentle or not. It was more the fact that the guy that won, his name's on the trophy and mine's not. So do what you can when you can, when you get those opportunities. And yeah, I think you got to be aggressive when those opportunities arise.
One of those moments was your Daytona 500 win several years back now. What has the experience of emotions been like coming back here since you became a Daytona 500 champion versus maybe what they were before you went on straight?
Well, I was very close, I think, the following year when McDowell won. Maybe it was 2 years. Yeah, we were third. We had a dominant car that weekend, and I thought for sure that was our race to win, and it just ended a little before the start-finish line there. So, you know, I've also thought when Kyle Busch and I were first and second, and we coming to the white, that no one was going to get around the two of us. It was going to be a good shot that Kyle wins that one, and then the 99 spins, and everything breaks loose after that. But, you know, I've had opportunities and would love to capitalize on those.
I guess what I mean by that is, does it take the pressure off once you've won this race once, or does it add more pressure to try and win it again?
I think it takes some pressure off for sure. I mean, you look at Kyle, he's had 20 opportunities and he's won everything he can. I know this race is what he wants more than anything. So, you know, having that feather in the cap definitely helps and gives you a little confidence. And when you make a move late in a race, you don't feel as bad about it if it burns you.
If you can't win this race yourself on Sunday, would there be almost as much satisfaction from a team standpoint if you could push Kyle to win?
Oh, for sure. Yep. There's only two people, you know, my brother and Kyle. It's definitely sped up, you know. I mean, it used to be a place where, you know, you really had to control that right foot and take care of your tires, and I really enjoyed that portion. And then now this one, it's just a totally different animal. You know, it's a beast, and you got to put yourself in some similar positions that you do at speedways, but the track is starting to, you know, lose some grip, which is nice, and haven't quite figured it out from our standpoint. It hadn't been a great place for us. It has in spurts, but never from a finish standpoint. Things happen quick for sure. Air's moving a lot faster across the nose of the car. Well, I mean, you have bigger moments, I think, when people make moves in front of you. And then, you know, everything's so tight and compact that it creates some moments. Yeah. Yeah.